Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, June 25th, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. We're really excited to have all of our agents joining us live. We have got a very special treat for you this morning. We've got Mr. Bill Stovall as our featured trainer. He is a six-figure ring earner with Legal Shield who has made an exceptional living in employee benefit marketing, which is what I know many of you are focused on, and we are very excited to have him live on the call in just a few minutes. We're also excited to be joined by Mr. Scott Brooks and also Mr. Jim Tanner, and we've got our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Rich, is standing by as well. A power-packed call this morning. So many exciting things happening right now in the world of Harvard Risk Management. We want to take just a second and welcome all of our new agents as well. I know that with the growth and expansion that we're currently experiencing, we've got new agents every week that are joining this call for the very first time. And if that's you, I want to welcome you. I want you to know that this is the place to be every Monday morning. If you'll just make a commitment right now that you're going to plug into this call, I just know what kind of a difference that can make for you, and really believe that will help you immensely as you build and establish your own Harvard Risk Management business, which business ownership is not an easy thing, but it's definitely worth the sacrifice and effort that you put into it. And if you can have something, a resource like this that can help shorten your learning curve, then I'm all for it. And so, again, want to welcome you, want to let you know that you're in the right place at the right time.
Right.
Folks, we are closing out the month of June. Coming up here this week, this Saturday will be the last day of the month. I say that for several reasons. Number one, I want to make sure that everyone is focused on goals for closing out the month. What is your goal right now? For some of you, if you're new, that goal may be to go out and get Fast Start qualified. Some of you might be working on your six sales or your 3-in-1, and that's fantastic. For others, perhaps you're not quite Performance Club qualified yet. You're still working on your 180 points for the month of June, and that's your goal, is to get Performance Club qualified. For some of you, you're running right now for Senior Director. For many of you, you're running for Executive Director to close out the month of June. But I hope everyone has a goal and is focused on achieving that goal before the end of the month. We'll post deadlines for processing business on our HRMC Agents Facebook group. If you're not part of that group, you can just go to Facebook and search HRMC Agents. It's a private group, so we'll have to add you. But if you're an agent with Harvard Risk Management, we want you as part of that group. It's a great way to communicate and to share ideas. But we'll post the deadlines for end of month processing. They are a little bit different as you come up on the last day of the month. I guess my point this morning is make sure that you're focused on that goal, whatever it is. Some of you might be saying, you know, I don't really know how many Performance Club points I have. I don't really know how many counters I have for the month. Well, we've made that very easy for you, and I know we've talked about this on a lot of calls, but if you'll just if you'll go to your homepage at harvardbenefits.com, click on Agent Access and log in, and then just go to the homepage. If you need to click on the H in the toolbar, that'll take you there. Most of you probably just go right there when you go to the back office, when you log into Agent Access. But if you'll just scroll down past a couple of the banner ads, they're not ads, a couple of the banner announcements, then you'll see your Legal Shield stats section. And you'll see several numbers there. And what you're looking for is green. And so right now, if you have less than 180 points, you'll notice that number is red. If you have over 180 points, that number is green. That's your Performance Club number for the month. You can also check out your retention number. You can also look and see if you have an active Legal Shield Advantage membership, which is required for earning bonuses with Legal Shield. But my point is, know where you're at today, because today on the 25th of the month, you've got a lot of time left in the month that you can do something about accomplishing a goal. If you get on Saturday evening at 9 o'clock at night and say, you know what, I need to get a few more performance club points. You know, it's not like it's impossible, but there's a whole lot less that you can do Saturday night versus Monday morning when the last day of the month is coming up on Saturday. So at the end of the day, we know that the overall goal is protecting families. It's making sure that our neighbors, our associates, our friends, our family, our people that we don't know, that are employees of companies that we're working with, small businesses, that they are protected, that they have access to their legal rights, that we want to make sure that families are protected from identity theft, the number one crime in America. And as we get closer to September, we absolutely anticipate that identity theft will skyrocket in this country. That's the one-year anniversary of the Equifax data breach that was announced last September. That was the time that they started offering one-year free protection, I put quotation marks around protection because it's not really protection, but they offered one-year free monitoring for people that were impacted by that breach. Well, we know that the monitoring doesn't do very much, but the point is typically with a data breach, you start seeing the results about 12 months later. And as we get closer and closer to that September timeframe, folks, we're going to see a major increase in identity theft. Experts are predicting that. We know what happens a year after major data breaches occur. We've seen it. And this is not just a major data breach. This was the worst data breach in terms of the information that was compromised in the history of the world. So we know what's coming up. And we want families to be protected from that. We want individuals. We want employees. We want small businesses all to have access to these plans that we market. And at the end of the day, that's the goal. And whether you protect a family on July 1st or June 26th, I don't know that it's going to make a huge difference in the life of that family, but it can make a huge difference in your life and in your business. And so that's why we talk about this at the end of a month. Obviously, the goal is to protect families, but if you can win a trip, to the leadership summit that Legal Shield is putting on in September, if they can pay your travel expenses because you were Performance Club qualified and got your 931 done for the second quarter, if you can get a bonus every month because you had your 180 points, if you can do that while protecting families, if you can actually treat this like a business and maximize your results while you're protecting families, obviously we think that is a very good thing. So we want you to be aware of that. And more than just aware, we want you to be committed to whatever your goal is for the end of the month. And I hope everybody hangs up this call with a goal for the end of the month. Wherever you're at right now, you need to reach a little bit, stretch a little bit, set your goal, get committed, and get it done before the end of this week. We have got some webinar opportunities that are coming up here over the next few days and next few weeks. Tomorrow morning, we've got a special training webinar. I'm going to be conducting that at 11 a.m. Central Time. It's a training webinar that we do. We try to do these about once a month where we take a new topic, a different topic, and we present a training webinar on that topic. And if you go to our events page, which when you log into harvardbenefits.com, Agent Access, the best way to get there is just find the calendar icon in the toolbar. It's about two-thirds of the way over. Hit that calendar icon, and you'll see that we have a June training webinar coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time. The title is Conducting a Great Decision-Maker Meeting. And I'm going to be spending an hour talking about, really what makes a great decision-maker meeting. I hear a lot of folks come out of a DM meeting, and sometimes a new agent especially will call me and say, hey, I had a great DM meeting. And I'll say, great. Well, tell me about it. And in reality, they had an okay DM meeting. They got the decision-maker interested in what we do and what we offer, but that's the easy part. The reality is they often haven't closed the meeting. They haven't got an enrollment set, and So we're going to talk about that whole process, you know, especially closing. So we're going to spend a lot of our time tomorrow in that webinar. How do you close a decision maker? How do you actually get an enrollment set up? Getting them interested is easy. Getting an enrollment set up is the key. So that's where we're going to be spending some time tomorrow. If you'd like to participate, you can register. We do have a few spots left for the live webinar. We are limited on the number of people that we can have on there live, but we do have a few spots left. If you go hit register now, then you can register for that webinar. There is no cost to attend that. We just want you to plug in and be a part of it. So that is tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time. We have got another very special webinar coming up. It is the first ever small business Harvard Risk Management training webinar that we have had. We do have standing by Mr. Scott Brooks, who has done a phenomenal job. And when I say phenomenal, I don't want to understate that. An incredible, phenomenal, wonderful job developing our small business advanced training, who many of you have been going through. Again, this Friday, we have got the first ever small business legal plan sales training webinar coming up. To talk more about that, we do have Mr. Brooks standing by, who is a $250,000 earner with Harvard Risk Management Corporation and one of our top producers and top leaders, and as many of you know, top trainers. Scott, thank you for joining the call this morning. We're really excited about this webinar that's coming up on Friday, and if you could just share some more details about that and about the small business training program in general, we would be grateful. We'll turn the call over to you.
Absolutely, Mike. Thanks for turning the call over, and good morning, everybody. It's a great day, and I'm not going to take a lot of time talking about this simply because I'm excited to hear from our guest speaker today, Mr. Bill Stovall. And just wanted to put a shameless plug out here for you, Bill, and for everybody to know that you were my trainer. You are the one that I accredit a lot of my success in learning how to do employee benefits, how to present properly, how to overcome objections. And so we want to make sure we give you plenty of time for training the rest of our team. But you're right, Mike. There's a lot of excitement building within the HRMC family about our new small business legal plans. People are learning how to add these services to protect small businesses to their sales portfolio. And about a month ago, we completed a very extensive advanced training program, which is now online. And you can access that from our training portal. And we've had over 100 people who've started the training. Some of them still need to finish that training. And we've had over 30 people just in the last month who have completed the small business sales training program. And now to put the crescendo on getting that part of their career launched, we are going to be doing at least once, if not twice a month, we're going to be doing a webinar, a live webinar that I will be teaching on small business legal plans sales training. And I'm going to be walking through the steps of how to create a successful game plan to launch your small business legal plan sales into your everyday life with what you do. And so in this webinar, I'm going to be teaching the fundamentals of selling small business legal plans, and we're going to include a segment on how to prospect small business owners, how to have a successful decision-maker meeting with small business owners, and perhaps maybe most importantly, I'm going to be discussing how to close the sale and how to nurture the small business relationship towards an employee benefit presentation. And that's one of the reasons why I love the small business market, because it leads you in that relationship that you build with small business owners. It leads you naturally into the conversation of, now that you've protected the small business, probably protected the business owner, Now we're going to talk to that owner about protecting his or her employees. And once you've become a trusted advisor through this strategy that we've created, they will listen to you. They will take your advice. It's a great way to get that conversation nurtured and be able to make a sale in all three of our sales channels: individual sales for the business owner, small business sale for the business, and then employee benefit sales. So, as was already announced, our first webinar is this Friday, June 29th. It's going to start at 11 a.m. Central, and it is designed to be the conclusion of after you've completed the small business sales training program, which is online through the Harvard training website. So the reason why we're promoting it today is you have plenty of time. You can get registered today or tomorrow. Then you can go through the training courses throughout this week. It'd be no problem to get that finished by Friday, and then attend our webinar on Friday, and you could literally be going out next week and making sales in the small business arena. So what you want to do is go to the Harvard Benefits, log into your agent website, go to the events page, and sometime today the link to register is going to be live on that page today. I don't know if it's live right now. We had a few last-minute changes, but it will be live today, so you can get registered and add small business sales memberships to your sales career. That's all for now, Mike. We're excited, and we'll see everybody on the webinar Friday.
Absolutely. I'm excited for that as well, Scott. Thanks so much for your preparation and for all the time and energy that you've poured into developing this exceptional program. And I know I've heard so much positive feedback from those who have gone through that advanced training, and I just think it's incredible. We appreciate you and definitely are looking forward to the webinar coming up this Friday. Speaking of webinars, I did just want to announce, because we've had a lot of requests for this on our B2B training webinars. We've had a lot of requests for us to do one of those in the evening hours. So this is coming up. It's almost a month away, but just to give you a heads up, in fact, it's just over a month away, or just under a month away, I guess I should say. July 24th, which is a Tuesday, at the end of July, we will have an evening webinar. It'll be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. I know that we've got some folks that are getting started in employee benefit sales, but they've got a full-time job, and so to make one of those webinars in the daytime has been difficult, and so that's why we're going to do one in the evening coming up in July. Just wanted to give you a heads up. We're still several weeks out from that, but I wanted to make sure that you are aware of that. We are really pleased to be joined this morning by our Senior Vice President, Mr. Jim Tanner, who is going to be sharing some exciting news with us again this morning. Mr. Tanner, I don't think that we've ever been blamed at Harvard Risk Management for providing too few training opportunities for our team. And I know that's one of the things that you love and appreciate. It's certainly one of the things that I love and appreciate about being part of this organization, is that if anything, we are going to give you so much training that you're going to have to kind of pick and choose, you know, which venues and which avenues you participate in. But it's something that I'm proud of. It's something that I want to continue to do, is pour into our agents nationwide and give them every advantage, every competitive edge, every opportunity to excel and to achieve their goals, as I was talking about earlier in the call. And I know you feel the same way as I do about that. All of our leadership, I think, agrees on that. But I would love to hear from you on another opportunity that's coming up after the first of the month, and any other thoughts that you have as we close out the month of June this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Richards. I'm excited, and like Scott Brooks, I'll also be brief, because I'm excited to hear from Mr. Bill Stovall. But, you know, the spirit of cooperation is so strong here at Harvard Risk Management. You're hearing on the call this morning, everybody wants to come together and spend time with each and every one of our agents to train you, nurture you, help you to reach a higher level. And I think about the power of having that access to great trainers when I was developing my business. And when I endeavored to reach for a six-figure income in this business, I had access to people that were already earning a six-figure income in this business, just like everyone listening to the call this morning. And I'm so excited to announce that we're going to be coming together and working with you on a special training. And also, this will serve as an incentive. Mr. Mike Riches did a great job talking about finishing Performance Club strong. You've heard our CEO and Performance Club qualifiers here at Harvard Risk Management, not someday, but now, soon, as quickly as possible, which will help to feed our other goals of continuing to have the highest number of six-figure income earners, because Performance Club is the basis for earning a six-figure income. Performance Club is the basis for being a consistent executive director and qualifying for and capturing that $15,000 in bonus money that EagleShield has laid on the table for consistently qualifying for executive director. And we want to add gasoline to the existing fire here at HRMC. So we are pulling together as a leadership group, and we're going to be doing a special training event that will happen right after the end of the month closes. We'll get you the details on this soon, but we want to make sure that you know today so that you can qualify. All you have to do to participate in this incredible incentive-based training is Performance Club qualify here in the month of June. Now, most of you, I know, already done. You'll be invited to the training. Those of you that have not yet Performance Club qualified, let's get that done in the next 24 to 48 hours, and you'll be invited to this training. You'll be hearing from myself in this training event, the president of Harvard Risk Management, Mr. Mike Riches, $150,000 ring earner, Mr. Adam Thompson, and others will be announced soon as well. And we're going to pour into you in this extended format and help you to develop the mindset and the daily disciplines of a six-figure ring earner, of a consistent executive director. And the reason we're asking for you to qualify for this training as a Performance Club qualifier is we want to speak to people that have already mastered this simple step of being Performance Club qualified and then build upon that. And that's what we're going to do. So I'm excited to be the one to let you know that this is going to be available. Invitations will go out automatically. You don't have to do anything else. You may be wondering, well, what will be the focus? Listen, if your focus is B2B sales, employee benefit sales, small business sales, if you would like to build an international sales team or a local agency of your own, regardless of your interest and focus in our business, you will enjoy and get value out of this training that we have begun to assemble for you, that we're all excited to participate in with you. So again, that will happen right after the conclusion of the month. We'll get you the date and times for that training, but all you have to know and do right now is complete your Performance Club qualification here in the month of June, and you'll get an invitation automatically to that event. Mr. Richard, thank you so much, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Fantastic, Mr. Tanner. I'm really looking forward to that. I know Mr. Thompson is as well. I know we've got other leaders that will be joining us and pouring into that training. I'm really excited for it, folks. So, again, just to be 2,000% clear, if you're not Performance Club qualified, I mentioned earlier in the call, you need to hang up this call with a goal, right? If you're not Performance Club qualified, there's your goal. We've got to get you Performance Club qualified, 180 points before the end of the month. If you're brand new, then typically getting Fast Start qualified will get you at least most of the way to the 180, but you need to make sure that you're at 180. So that might take an extra membership or even an extra EagleShield associate would definitely push you over the top. But let's make sure that we get you there. Let's make sure that we've got you Performance Club qualified for the month of June. Again, you know, listen, we're not talking about this on the 29th of the month. We're not talking about this on the last day of the month. We're talking about this on the 25th. You've got an entire week with a Saturday included to get this done, and we want to make sure that you take that seriously. I just want one last quick announcement of events that are coming up. We talked about, I think, last week on, or maybe 2 weeks ago on this call, EagleShield has asked several of its employee benefit certification trainers to travel this summer. Our guest speaker this morning, Mr. Bill Stovall, is one of those. I'm one of those. And I think that these are going to be really incredible events. They're one-day employee benefits trainings, and they are certification trainings. Now, I'll tell you this. I don't think that that you need to wait for a certification training to get certified. I think you can go ahead and plug in. We've got that online. Obviously, it's a great advantage that we have here at Harvard Risk Management. But even if you're already certified, and I'll say this, especially if you're already certified for employee benefits, I think it's great to plug in to these live trainings. When you've got someone coming to your area that is versed in employee benefits, that has sold thousands of memberships, I think that that's someone that you want to take a day and plug into. So let me just give you a couple of dates that are on my schedule because they're coming up. And if you are anywhere close to these areas, I would love to meet you. I'd love to spend the day with you. Nothing would thrill me more than to have a room full of some of our Harvard agents when I'm going around doing some of these trainings. So this Saturday, I'm coming up the 30th, I'm going to be in Pensacola, Florida. The following Saturday, I'll be in the Washington, D.C. area. And the following Saturday, the 14th, so that's the 7th in D.C., and the following Saturday, the 14th, I'll be in the Providence, Rhode Island area with our very own Kevin Caliste. And I'm really looking forward to these events. I would love, again, to be able to rub shoulders with many of our Harvard agents. And my apologies, we don't have these added just yet to the events page. We will get those added. I'm doing several more as well, as is Mr. Stovall, that is our guest speaker this morning. And anytime you can plug into one of these folks, I'm just telling you, I think that it would be very advantageous for those of you that are building an employee benefits core to your business. Speaking of our guest speaker, we are so privileged this morning and so excited to have Mr. Bill Stovall, who has been with Legal Shield since 2004. Now, he's not a Harvard Risk Management agent, but he's kind of like a brother to Harvard Risk Management. Many of us feel that way. You heard Mr. Brooks earlier in the call attribute so much of his success and learning to Mr. Stovall. Many of our agents have listened to Mr. Stovall live, have been there as he's trained, and he's just one of our favorite trainers. He does such an exceptional job of breaking down employee benefit sales and making it such a real business. He is a six-figure ring earner with Legal Shield, meaning that he earns over $100,000 a year in his Legal Shield business. He has obviously been very successful in his decade plus, almost decade and a half, with this great company, where he has spent his time really marketing employee benefits, Legal Shield and ID Shield, as employee benefits to companies. And he's a millionaire club member. And again, just one of our great friends and one of the most phenomenal speakers and trainers that I've ever heard in my 16 years of being with this company. And Mr. Stovall, we are so excited to have you on the call this morning. We thank you for taking time away from your family, from your business, to share with us this morning. And with that, we appreciate you, and we'll turn the call over to you.
All right. Well, thank you for such a wonderful introduction. Not sure how deserving I am of that, but I appreciate it nonetheless. And what a pleasure it is to be on with you guys again this morning. And it's an exciting time to be with Legal Shield, and I'm just going to jump right in. I thought what I would talk about this morning was how I got started and some things that I did that really helped me with my career. I have been with Legal Shield for the last a little bit over 14 years. And to be honest with you, I started with my back against the wall. So I had to back up just a little bit more. I won't tell you where I was born, but to back up a little bit more, I used to work for Electrolux Vacuum Cleaner Company. And I'm 53 years old today. And when I was 28 years old, which is way too old to start selling vacuum cleaners door to door, but I found myself in a mess, and so I started doing that at 28. 7 years later, I was a regional vice president of sales for that company, and I was making a multiple six-figure income. There were some things that were going on that I didn't like, and I decided to leave. I started a business, and unfortunately, that business failed, and my wife was a stay-at-home mom. I had two small kids, and life got really a little bit scary. So money got real tight, and I could not see myself getting a job when that business failed. And so I had bought a legal plan a couple of years earlier. I thought it was the best deal I had ever gotten as far as value versus price. And so I called the guy that I had bought it from a year and a half earlier and said, I think that's something I'd like to sell. And he mentioned something about, you know, some people do this as a B2B opportunity, because he really was not participating in that part of the business. That's what I got excited about. And the reason I tell all of you that is, so when I started, and I don't encourage people necessarily to do what I did, but I started full-time. I didn't have anything else. And I needed desperately for this to make a real adult income in an extremely short period of time. And I did not know how I was going to go about doing that. What I did have was good people skills and a real strong work ethic. So I literally just started walking into businesses and introducing myself from about 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:30 till 5:30 in the afternoon. Hello, my name is. Hello, my name is. Hello, my name is. And I wish I could tell all of you how excited everybody was to see me when I did that. And I wish I could tell you that they didn't say things like, my employees wouldn't be interested in something like that. My employees don't even participate in their 401k, and I'm matching their 401k. If you've got some literature, you can leave it. I wish I could tell you they didn't say all those things, but they did. And to be honest with you, despite my best efforts, I kind of bought that for the first 3 weeks. And then finally, at the end of the third week, I had somebody, it was a small company, 13 employees, and the lady said, Bill, you seem like a nice enough guy. I'm telling you, my staff is not going to be interested in this. However, if we've got a meeting on Thursday, if you want to come in, you can present it to them. And I almost didn't know what to say. And so I went and did the presentation, of course, and all 13 of those people enrolled. And I started figuring up the money that I made, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I can make this work. So for the first couple or 3 months, I just worked at this kind of frantically. It was, you know, Mr. Stonecipher used to say, you know, you don't have to be good, you just have to be busy. Well, I epitomized that. I was extremely busy. And here's what I found during that time. And I will say this, too, especially if you're just starting out, you know, how long does it take? So I started April 15th, 2004. In April, it didn't do particularly well. I was laying a lot of groundwork. May, opened a couple of groups. June, ED qualified. And other than the following December, I missed ED. I have been executive director for the last 14 years. So here's the point that I'm trying to get to, is that with any business, and this, of course, is a business, you have to have a system. Now, what I was accustomed to, I had all kinds of systems. I built systems when I was at Electrolux, sales systems. And in a system, you've got people that are in charge of lead generation and people that were in charge of repairs, and you scheduled them, and you need to do this much during this amount of time, and I expect to see you do this, you know, Mondays and Wednesdays. And here, what was difficult for me, I knew I needed a system, but what I realized was when I started, it was just me. So I was the entire system. And so, you know, they say when you do something over and over again, it was Jim Rohn, I think it was, that said, if you do something over and over again, sooner or later, a ratio will appear. Any Andy Griffith fans will remember there was an episode about ratio, but nonetheless, I'm dating myself. What I found to be the system was that when it was just me, I found that if I made 75 outreaches, we'll call them, because some people are really good at picking up the phone and just pounding it out. I know Scott Brooks really well. He made hundreds of calls. You know, they just pounding the telephone. And some people, their personality, they may be better served just walking in face-to-face. Maybe they've got a great smile and carry themselves, or you may do a combination of both. But we have part of your system, or part of my system, certainly it had to be lead generation. So in my case, what I found to be true, and I have found this to be true with my team as well, if I reached out in a week's time, now I've got a whole week, and this was my only job with Legal Shield, so if I needed to do that 75 times, and if in my case it didn't matter if I reached out to someone 75 times by phone, not the same person, of course, but 75 different companies that I had sort of pre-screened. I already knew just from my internet activity, I already knew that they might be a good candidate, but I reached out 75 times either via phone or by walking in, and in my case, it was a combination of both. But once I found that I needed to do 75, then I began to track that, and I made sure that I did that each and every week. Now, what happens when you reach out to somebody 75 different companies is that you will get to meet with about 8 decision makers. Now, interestingly, is I didn't talk to 75 decision makers to get to 8 decision makers because sometimes, despite my best efforts, I got their voicemail or the gatekeeper wouldn't put me through. And so it was not that much work, which I was delighted to find, that 75 dials, we'll call them, in a week's time is really not that bad. Yet, 75 dials or 75 walk-ins or a combination of the two would consistently net me 8 decision-maker meetings. Now, a decision-maker meeting would be with maybe it's the HR manager, hopefully it's the president, the CEO, and bear in mind, I was always calling on companies that had 15 to 99 employees. Once in a while, I'd call on a large company, but I don't think these ratios would hold up if I were calling, you know, 1,000-man companies. So I found that my sweet spot was right in there, you know, the 15 to 100 employee size groups. And so then I'm meeting with 8 decision makers. I had my, you know, I got better at that as I went along, but I had my 10, 12-minute pitch that I did with them. I sold what's in it for you rather than what's in it for the employees. Always be mindful of who you're talking to. So 75 dials or walk-ins gave me 8 decision-maker meetings, and if I did 8 decision-maker meetings, I got 1.5 enrollments. So we'll call that 1.2 enrollment, or we'll call that 1 to 2 enrollments. It was about 1.5, 1.6. But that meant that, so I started in April, got a couple of groups in May, but June I opened 7 groups. So you think about that, 1 to 2 groups a week times 4 weeks, I got 7 groups opened, and that gave me 77 memberships. Another thing you should see in that was that meant that I had to be calling on, either I was calling on small groups or my closing ratio was bad, and my closing ratio was not bad because I always enrolled, just like I suspect all of you do, 60 to 70% typically is what was signing up. Now, what was so exciting is once I realized that, and I had to work, you know, a few months to get a grasp what my realized that, then I realized that my income was very, very predictable. It can't be a coincidence. Now, I didn't have a team at that time, yet I qualified for executive director every single month, but what I can't tell you what happened that December of my first year. It was just an anomaly. But every single month, month after month, year after year, I qualified, and people would ask me, you know, what are you doing? And I'd say it's simple. I make 75 dials. I'm the system. So I make 75 dials every single week. That gives me 8 decision makers meetings, and it gives me 1 to 2 enrollments a week. Some weeks I don't have an enrollment. Some weeks I have 4. But when you average out a quarter, then I was averaging 1.6 enrollments out of those 75 dials. And to make that exciting for me, because dialing the phone's not all that glamorous, but I even tracked back and looked at how much am I making per sale, how much am I making per decision-maker meeting, and how much am I making then per dial or per walk-in. And then I got excited about actually doing that. And here's what happens. If you're doing 1 to 2 enrollments per week, that in and of itself is a 6-figure income. And that was the case with me. My first calendar year, I got the 6-figure ring. And again, I did not have a team. And I don't recommend that, by the way. Get a team. I have a team now, but I didn't back then. And so it's a predictable six-figure income. And that I was super excited about because I had accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. I didn't have a job. I worked for myself. And I got a six-figure income where the income potential is unlimited. Another thing that I found to be the case that another associate that had, he was a veteran associate that I knew prior to being here. I didn't know he did this, but that coincidentally I knew somebody when I got here, and he told me when I was in that first 6 weeks or so, he said, you need to get 75 people in your pipeline. When you've got 75 companies in the pipeline, now the ones that are in the pipeline, you know, when I go do those 8 decision maker meetings in a week, I would find that some of them would say, maybe one, they would say, oh, this sounds great. I don't have a problem with this. Why don't we go ahead and schedule you? And I got an enrollment right off the bat. And I might have another one out of that 8 that goes, there is nothing you could do to convince me to let you in. We're not doing it. I did something like this before. It was a nightmare. Or I found out they were actually, you know, owned in Sweden and they don't make those decisions. In other words, one of them doesn't go into pipeline because it has no chance. Another one doesn't go into pipeline because we're going to do the enrollment right away. Than a pipeline. And what he told me was once you get that pipeline to 75 people who haven't said absolutely yes, and they haven't said absolutely no, and you're following up with a system, you know when you're supposed to follow up with them, you actually email them, call them, visit them when you're supposed to, you're being pleasantly persistent, but you're not being a nag, the enrollments start to just fall out of the trees. And what he told me was exactly right. So I don't think it's enough just to say do 75, 8, and that'll give you 1 to 2 enrollments because it doesn't happen instantly. The magic happens when those 75 dials and 8 decision maker meetings turn into 75 are now in your pipeline. That's when the income starts being consistent. That's when you'll qualify for ED month after month after month. And again, the exciting thing is you have total control over this. And I hear people all the time, they say, you should treat this like a business. It is a business. And I agree with that. But you also should consider treating it like a job. Because especially when you're new, or if you don't have a team, in the spot that I was in the first couple of years, I, of course, was my own boss, but that meant I'm also my own employee. You fire your employees that don't do what you tell them to do. So if you tell yourself that you've got to make those 75 dials, then you, the boss, say do it. You, the employee, has to actually carry that out or it's not going to work. And so, I think it's great advice to say treat it like a business, but also treat it like a job. And while that may not be as fun, that's what it takes to get things moving. And, you know, as far as team goes, we've all heard the philosophy, people don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. And I've done a lot of sales trainings over the years, even prior to being here. And that's one of the cornerstones to my training is I don't think any of us likes to be sold. You know, whenever we've bought something that we were not happy about and we recount that experience to somebody, we'll say, hey, come here and look at this. Let me show you what this dude sold me. That means you're not happy. But when you're proud of something that you purchased, you'll say, you've got to see what I bought. You know, it's different. Well, I think the same is true about recruiting. And this may not be a popular thing that I'm about to say, but I don't think people like to be recruited. But I think people love to join. Well, you know, the beautiful thing about working in the B2B side is we can generate a tremendous income without other people. And while that is in and of itself may not be the American dream because we all want to make leveraged income, but we can. We can make a multiple six-figure income. We see examples of that, of people that they don't have one person on their team, yet they generate that kind of income. Well, when you generate a six-figure income, and it doesn't have to be six-figure, but an income that you consider to be a large income, something that you're really happy with, and you do that without a boss, and you do that without killing yourself, you will become career-wise attractive. And my whole team, it's not as big as other people's teams, but it's a team that supports me. My whole team was attracted because you're going to bump into people doing what you do, and my life looks attractive because I don't have a boss, because I'm, you know, a couple of days a week I'm in shorts and flip-flops in the summertime, and other times I'm, you know, driving across the state to spend a night in a hotel because I'm going to enroll 200 people and make more money than most people make in a month, and it looks great. And so as you interact with your friends and people you just bump into and other enrollers for other companies, things will change in their life, and they're going to ask you about what is it that you do? Will you teach me? And so over the time, just working this system and you taking care of you, then you will attract other people. And then guess what? When you get them in, you know what? You teach them. If you do it my way, you know, there's a million ways to do this. But what I teach them to make 75 outreaches that'll net them 8 decision-maker meetings, which is going to get them 1 to 2 enrollments a week, which is going to make them max out the compensation plan as an executive director. It's going to give them a six-figure income. And if they do that, they, too, will attract other people. They just always need to kind of keep their eyes open looking for that. So last couple of things. For all of this to work, you've got to have a really good tracking system. I personally, and I've gone through a lot of them over the years right now, and you know, there's not one probably that's better than another if you're looking at it from an electronic standpoint, but I happen to use Zoho. My whole B2B team we are all using Zoho, so it's all connected. But that's just a CRM, a customer relationship management tool. There's also Salesforce and there's a million of those, but you need some type of a tracking system. Even if it is a Google Calendar, that may be a little more difficult, but it's something. You know, I always tell my folks, you never leave an encounter with a decision maker, so whether it be on the phone or in person, without setting up what's next, so they know what to expect. So I don't leave a decision-maker meeting with, okay, I will call you back on Tuesday afternoon, or I'm going to call you back in 3 months on this day. Well, you're not going to remember to do that. So you have to have some kind of tickler that's going to remind you to do that, because unless you're a lot smarter than what I am, and I learned that fast, when you're making 75 calls a week, people are going to say, you know, you caught me at the wrong time. You need to call me back in 2 weeks. You've got to have a system that reminds you of how to do all of that that kind of stuff. And last tip that I want to share with you is journaling. So we all hear the benefits of journaling. I've heard that and practiced that for many years. But what we may not hear about is journaling your scripts. You need what we call an elevator pitch. So if you're going to walk in and they say, okay, what you got, and you've got to have this little 30-second pitch that you're going to give them that piques enough interest that they will give you the appointment. Or if you call them, you're going to give a very similar pitch that piques their interest enough that they'll let you set something up so that you can come in and meet with them. When you're meeting with the employees, you've got to have an enrollment pitch. You probably need to have a 2-minute one, a 5-minute one, a 10-minute one, and maybe a 13-minute one. That's the longest I ever do, is a 13-minute pitch. So here's what I mean by journaling those scripts. So you should decide what are, for each one of those scenarios, what are the most compelling arguments that I can make? What would make me buy? What would make me set the appointment? And start writing out your script. Look at some of the other ones on the learning management system, stuff you get shared from your team with Mike and Mark. I'm sure y'all have got a lot of those available, but write yours down. Make it yours, borrowing from that. Then go use that pitch. Use it on the phone. Go through that pitch. Maybe do it 10, 15 times. And make a mental note of what worked and what didn't really work about that and adjust that script. Well, the coolest thing, if you'll actually do this, over a really short period of time, you'll keep making subtle changes to the script because you're writing it down and you're not trusting your memory on this, and you will wind up with a bulletproof, the most amazing script that only really works for you because it evolved with your personality in it of what really hit home and what didn't hit home. So as soon as you finish your enrollment, when you get back to the car, go make any, if it, maybe something funny came to you that had never come to you before, make a mental note. As soon as you get back in the car, write that into your script so you can incorporate that next time because you know that that worked really well. So, Mike, with that, I'm going to turn that back over to you. I hope that wasn't too much rambling, but again, it is such a pleasure to be on with your team this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Stovall, that was absolutely phenomenal. And so many great notes coming from that. I love what Mr. Stovall said about developing your own script there, especially at the end. As you all know, we talk about that repeatedly. We've got, as you mentioned, Bill, some great scripts that our folks have access to. But at the end of the day, you've got to make that your own. You've got to find something that really works for you. And I loved your advice on doing that. I also loved when he spoke about developing these ratios because that's really what it's all about. And you know, I know some people probably wrote down 1 out of 75 or 8 out of 75. And what you have to understand is that's Bill Stovall's ratio. That might not be your ratio. You've got to do enough activity that you develop your own ratio. And once you do that, you can really start forecasting, as he said, what is it going to take for me to achieve the goals that I'm trying to reach? And Bill, I love that. I love that mathematical approach because this business really is mathematical. You can work the numbers. The numbers are going to work for you. And then I really appreciated what he said about getting 75 companies in your pipeline. And just so I'm clear on that, let me ask you maybe a follow-up question to that. Just so that we're clear, we're not talking about companies that you're still trying to prospect or still trying to get an appointment with. We're talking 75 companies that you've met with, and for whatever reason, they either didn't tell you to get lost or they didn't say, let's set the enrollment next week. 75 that you're actively following up with from a decision-maker meeting. That's how I understood that. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Yep. Say it would be like we used to talk about 10 in play. This would be 75 in play.
And I'm going to tell you,
it does not take long. That takes 10 weeks to 75 working this formula.
I'm going to tell you, there's some folks listening to this call right now that have been doing this longer than 10 weeks that do not have 75 in play. They don't have 75 in their pipeline right now. And if that's you, listen, I just want to talk to you real bluntly for a second. You know now what you need to do. You've got some marching orders, and you've got to get that pipeline increased. It does not work the same way when you've got 5 to 7 that are in your pipeline, to 7 companies that you've met with that you're following up with or whatever. 5 to 7 is not going to produce you the same results as having 75. Bill, I really appreciated that. I love that. That is phenomenal, phenomenal stuff. Thank you very much for sharing this morning. Now, before we let you go, if it's okay, I know you've got some of these summer schools coming up that you're doing, and I know we've got a lot of our folks that would love to plug into you live for an entire day. And so do you have, by chance, the locations and the dates of where you're going to be conducting those?
Well, I have the rough locations and the exact dates, but they're all on LMS now. July 14th, and I'm going to be doing a couple of other ones also, but these are the ones that are hard dates. They're done deals. I'm coming. July 14th, I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. That is, I'm pretty sure, already up on LMS. That is Cassie and Brenda Anderson put that. They're hosting that, and they've got me coming. On the very next week, July 21st, I'm going to be in Memphis. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a huge Elvis Presley fan, so I'm excited about going. I'm staying an extra day so I can go visit Graceland again. August the 4th, I'm going to be in St. Louis with Alan Roman. And September 22nd, I'm going to Portland, Maine. That's a good time of year to go to Maine. Keith Davis conned me into going to Maine in January to do a group school one time, and I still have not forgiven him for doing that. So I'm also looking at a couple of other ones we're trying to work out dates for. So most likely I'll do a couple more, but these are the only ones that we've gotten on the schedule.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Perfect. Well, listen, we're excited for that. I know we've got a lot of folks in those markets that you mentioned, Phoenix, Arizona, Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, and then even up in Maine and the New England states as well that can plug into those trainings. And again, you know, when you get a chance to listen to a guy like Bill Stovall live for an entire day, you jump on that opportunity. You definitely take advantage of that. And again, Mr. Stovall, we really do appreciate you. We appreciate you jumping on the call this morning, sharing such incredible wisdom with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you live at a future event.
Oh, it was so much my pleasure, and look forward to seeing your folks also. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, folks, let's go out to our founder and CEO who is standing by in Cookeville, Tennessee, Mr. Mark Riches. Mark, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Mr. Stovall's incredible training and any other thoughts you have as we close out this month of June, such an important week for us. We'll turn the call over.
Absolutely. I'm glad we've got 1 week left. We've got a lot of work to do. Fantastic call. What a great way to kick a Monday off and a week off is to get on a call like this and get pumped up. Thank you so much, Mr. Stovall, for a phenomenal training. Lots of great information. I so much agree that we've got to have our pipeline full. You know, we've got the AMS and the CMS that show you your pipeline. It shows you, that's the most common problem. The most common reason people aren't making the money they want to make is their pipeline is weak. They just don't have enough prospects in play. When you're talking about group sales, you don't have enough prospects in play. You don't have enough verified or qualified accounts or prospects to work with. If you're selling individual plans, that's the main reason people don't sell enough. They don't have enough prospects in play. Recruiting, if a person's struggling in recruiting, that's the reason they don't have enough prospects in play. So you got to have that pipeline full, and it all starts at the beginning. It's a funnel. And you got to put stuff in the top to get it to come out the bottom. You got to put more at the top than you expect to come out the bottom. And that's not really how a funnel works. Usually the same amount comes out. But in a sales funnel, very little comes out the bottom, so you got to put a bunch in at the top. And that's the key. And I think that was really well said. Great, great language and just great information. Thank you. And I appreciate so much, Mike, you doing the webinar tomorrow. Be sure that you're registered for that. We do one of those webinars every month. And, again, that topic, conducting a great decision-maker meeting. What a great topic. Every person ought to be on that webinar tomorrow and taking note and listening. It's 1 hour, 11 to 12, tomorrow morning, Central Time. You just have to register for it so that it will send you the link to join the live webinar. And then, Mr. Scott Brooks, I'm so excited about your small business legal plan sales webinar coming up this Friday. That's our first webinar on that new small business training program, and I'm so excited about that. And, again, the registration link is now up. You can go to the events page, and it's those top two that I would highly recommend you register for both of them. Powerful, powerful information. Again, they're about an hour long. One on Tuesday, one on Friday. I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time training this critical last week of June, but those two are highly recommended that you participate in them. I want to congratulate Miss Veronica Shorter, the winner of our Warm Market Lead drawing Thursday night. We're going to be doing this for a while on our leadership training call. Veronica put, I think she has 130 or 40 Warm Market Leads in, and she'd put 77 leads in the last week from last Wednesday to last Thursday. So over a 1 week period, she put 77 in. We drew her name, and we told her that we'd pay her $1 for every Warm Market lead she put in. So we sent her a $77 check. It could have been 500 or 1,000, whatever. And that we're going to do another drawing this Thursday. So any warm market leads you put in from last Thursday to this coming Thursday, and we cut it off at 5 p.m. Central Time because we do the drawing right before the call at 7 o'clock. And so any warm market leads you put in, let's say you put 5 in. That's great. And if we draw your name, you have to have put new leads in this week in your warm market list to get in the drawing. But if we draw your name, you're going to get $5. Now, if you put 50 in, we'll send you $50. If you put 300 in, we'll put give you $300. So it's whoever's name we call and or pull, and then we look at how many warm market leads, not that they total have, but how many they put in this week. And it's the same principle that Bill Stovall trained on this morning. Always be putting new prospects in your pipeline, and always be making new warm market contacts. I mean, so that warm market list drawing will be held this Thursday evening as part of our leadership training call, and all you have to do is add some warm market lists. And there's some people on this call right now. I know we've got a lot of new agents on this morning that don't have their warm market list done, or they might only have 25 or 30 or 40 on there. I'm telling you, this week, get that doubled down. Get at least 100 warm market list names. It can be anyone that you know, just, you know, use the memory joggers and get those lists updated. Performance Club, Mike, you hit that really hard at the front of the call. I'll hit it again at the end. We got to have every HRMC agent must be Performance Club qualified every month. If you log on to your back office and it's saying you're not yet an associate, get with your sponsor and take care of that today. You've got to get it as an associate now. I would focus on getting all of your points in by Thursday. That way you have a few extra days on the back end to make sure that you're at that 180. But everyone needs to be at 180. We are leading the pack right now at Legal Shield. We are having more Performance Club qualifiers than ever before, and we need everyone involved in that. We need every person to be Performance Club qualified every month. It's a minimum production level. You're not going to make $100,000 a year being Performance Club qualified, but you are going to qualify for bonuses, and it's over $10,000 in bonuses over the next 3 years. So it's a significant decision not to be Performance Club qualified. You're cutting yourself off of huge bonuses available from Legal Shield, and they're paid out monthly. You get a check every single month by being qualified. So, again, I just want to extend my challenge to each of you to get Performance Club qualified this week. If you're confused and not sure what to do to make that happen, that's what your support team is available for. You can go to your account settings or on your Q page, and you can access your support team right there. We're here ready, standing ready to assist you in making that a reality this week. Before Thursday, worst case by Friday, worst case by Saturday at midnight, but don't wait till the last minute. That's where people get in trouble trying to put those sales in at midnight, and it just sometimes doesn't work out. And it's sad that they waited all month. I mean, that's a long month. We've had 30 days to get it done. Don't wait till the very last minute to get it done now. Act like it's Saturday right now and get your Performance Club points in. I'll be joining you on the webinar tomorrow and also on Friday. I'm looking forward to that. Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Fantastic. And I agree 100%. Mark said, you know, you're not going to make a six-figure income just being Performance Club qualified. That's true. But you won't make a six-figure income if you're not Performance Club qualified either. And so I agree. Let's get it done. Let's make it happen. We've got an entire week left. Again, a huge thank you to Mr. Mark Riches for sharing this morning, Mr. Jim Tanner, and Mr. Scott Brooks, all for sharing about some of these upcoming events. And a huge thank you to Mr. Bill Stovall for sharing such an exceptional training with our group this morning. What a privilege to be a part of this great opportunity at this great time. Folks, let's go out and make this week count in your Harvard Risk Management business and protect the families and individuals that deserve to have the empowerment and protection that we can provide. God bless every one of you. Make it a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.